music, entertainment, black culture. We're listening to.
And I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy Millions.
And you have now tuned into listening to Millions.
This is deeper than a podcast. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to come sit down with us, bro.
And today we have two very, very special guests. Hey, I got my boy Blake Bash. Known him since, what, 8th, 9th grade?
Man, what?
Derek, known him since 8th, 9th grade. Just
this
two special guests, man.
And I'm
grown. Y'all want to introduce yourselves?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, it's Blake Bash, the motherfucking pop star kid, you dig? You know what I'm saying? We help with it. I got my boy John with me. And then I got Vamp, too. He just handling his business.
On the outside.
With my boy Dursky. What? So, my question for you is, what is your rap name, my boy? Is it Dursky?
Man.
For sure. Yeah, Vamp. I'll go by
Dursky because I ain't trying to go by Dirk Almighty because I ain't trying to be, niggas call me Dirk and shit like that. I ain't little Dirk.
Yeah.
He had that.
Yeah, Dirksky.
Wait, where does Dirksky come from?
People call me Dirk, and my boy Doe. Yeah. Dirksky, he in jail, so I just put the ski at the end of it.
Oh damn.
Oh damn.
My Lando?
Yeah, my boy.
Yeah, free that boy, man.
Free that nigga Dirksky.
What they get his ass for?
Armed robbery.
Damn.
He got, y'all niggas wildin', bro.
Oh god.
It's
how
bad.
Much years?
I think he got like 2-3 left.
You been there about 4 years.
He been there for 4 years. He been there since like 12th grade.
Oh god, I be talking to my man.
But he was in and out then, wasn't it?
No.
I remember he was locked up before he went on that.
Yeah.
Up. Like he had some other shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Free my man. We gonna get that man out of the cage. I told him he got 10 bands for him out.
10 bands for him when he come
when
up.
When he come out, 10 bands and a fade, bro. That's crazy.
Jesus.
Ten bands in the face. Not real.
How y'all niggas doing today, though?
Man, wonderful, bro.
Blessed, man. We
are astronomical.
It's cold as fuck. It snowed last night.
On God.
It snowed everywhere but my house.
Nigga, we got caught. We almost got caught in that bit, bro. I thought we was finna get stuck. Bro, I ain't never drove in no snow. Because it ain't snowed since I was 14.
That bit like a blizzard, bro, the way it was coming down.
I
was looking out the window, bro. I'm high as fuck now, so you know how it be when you just glint that shit.
Bro, I didn't see nothing, bro.
Nay, I look out the window,
no snow, bro.
I wish outside. It snowed during Christmas. That was that snow for
but
Christmas,
you understand,
bro.
Georgia is not a Christmas state.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to get hot.
That's what I'm saying,
it's going to get hot, and it's going to get cold after New Year's.
Georgia has one of the shortest winters, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's a gift and a curse. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's beautiful at the same time because, shit, I was outside. Yeah.
So all y'all grew up in Georgia?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Born and raised.
I wasn't born here.
Yeah. Oh, where were you born at?
I was born in Mississippi.
Mississippi.
I lived all my life.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
What about you, Trey?
Nigga, I was born and raised right here in Southwest Atlanta.
You did.
You did.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Atlanta be trying to shut shit down as soon as like a couple of flurries. That nigga Trey almost lost his shit. Like,
bro, we was in 2015. We was at school that day. Niggas ain't get home till 12 a.m., bro. And we left early.
We left like two niggas that get home till 12 a.m.
I was with my nigga Kobe,
bro.
My nigga Lou, man.
That shit real. Shout out Lou.
Where Kobe at, man?
That nigga Alaska.
Oh, yeah, I heard he shot out. Because he shot out for doing that one.
Yeah.
Tell him I love him.
He in the
Air
Force.
I talk to my boy. I tell him God.
Yeah, tell him it's all.
He
making
music.
He gonna be him.
Yeah, tell him
with me.
I talk to that nigga every day. Yeah,
he come in sometimes.
Next thing you just
we just hooping that.
And I really need.
We just hooping that.
I know.
Cause he came with us.
I gotta fix that. You know what I'm saying? That's really what I'm on right now. Cause it wasn't that. It was more so of I just felt like niggas wasn't supporting me, so I just was on some shit. But it, you know what I'm saying? It don't be that for real.
So when you say niggas ain't supporting you, feel like you got haters?
Hell yeah, bro.
You think you got haters, Dirk?
Hell no, I just started. You hate me, you a loser.
that had problems. You better know a nigga hate, cause nigga gonna hit you. Why the hell this nigga rapping?
No, damn, you got somebody to tell you that?
Yeah. Man, what? Bro, these niggas know I've been rapping for a long time, so
yeah,
I know all that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these niggas. You know, especially that, man, when I was at FLA, bro, I dealt with all the hate for being a rapper. It was before being a rapper was cool.
No cap. Yeah,
man, the teachers hated the nigga, bro.
Was it them hating, or was they trying to actually put you in the right direction in their mind?
A little bit of both, because it's like, boom, is that. Then it's like, I was on some shit, or like I knew I was gonna make it.
Yeah.
So I moved like that. I didn't let them dangle grades and shit on my head to make me like, y'all know how I was, but I didn't give no fucks. Because I just knew like, nigga, I'm gonna get signed. That was the mindset I had back then.
Blake was not realistic. Blake was one of them kids. Like,
yeah, I just swore I was gonna get signed, bro.
Like, when this nigga came to school, like everybody started listening to him for no reason. Oh God, I watched it with my very eyes.
You said
everybody
started listening to me for no reason.
Because I just come. Have some shit to say, bro. You feel me? It wasn't like I was just talking bullshit. Like, I had
every motherfucker is really just sitting there tapped in.
Listening to Blake. I'm sitting on the side like, this nigga just doing it. This nigga don't know what the hell he talking about. Whole circle of niggas just high as fuck.
High as fuck.
Ice comes through high as fuck, nigga. But the thing of what, bro, I was older than all the niggas, bro. Like, I had got kept back.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like,
what you get kept up for?
Nigga, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I love my dad to death, bro, but that nigga is the reason I got kept back, bro.
Why you say that?
He made that. He had that choice to say, put him in the walkthrough program. Uh-huh. That would have got. That would have moved me through it. Been like four summer school class. They don't do four. They do like two or three. Mm-hmm. They was like, they got a program. It was like a crossover. They made me do four classes. I paid. They moved me on. That nigga was like, nah, he ain't ready.
Your dad said, nah, he ain't ready.
Sent my black ass back the same time in school, bro. And that's when me and this nigga like became the. That when he became my brother.
Yeah,
shout out, man.
Like we was already brothers, but that's when it was like
solidified.
That shit was ridiculous. So at the end of the day, it's no bad. That's what I say. It's no bad blood about it. I think that's what had to happen for my maturation process to work correctly.
Right.
It is what it is. I'm not ashamed to say that. I probably was a year or two off of my maturity rate. Whatever, nigga. I'm here now. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Shit, you got that. You graduated, right?
Oh, for shit, sure. Exactly. At 20 years old. See, that's another story.
Shit don't even matter no more.
Education was not my field. But I'm a real nigga, and I took my ass back. Nigga, I didn't walk. I went to Westlake, and I did not walk, bro.
Oh,
I did not graduate, bro. Nigga, I failed summer school.
What?
I had to go back to school myself and get my diploma. I went to McLaren. Shout out to McLaren.
Nick Nasty.
They got me through. And God I had to go damn. Back. Nigga, I got my diploma at 20 years old, bro.
Shit. Hey, but like you said, bro, it's that shit, at least you kept on fucking driving towards something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And one thing people never asked me how old I was when I graduated. They just asked, did you graduate?
Did you graduate? Yeah. That's all I need to know.
They don't give a fuck like that, even with college. Me and Derek both been in school for 5 years. They don't give a fuck how long we've been in college.
Oh, you went college too?
Get that degree, bro.
What college you go to?
I go to Tuskegee University currently.
Tuskegee.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another HBCU, ain't it?
Yes, sir. We beat the shit out of them first game of the season.
But look.
We would ask, I ain't gonna lie, we gonna be asking football for a while. But we just got a new coach. We got Miles.
Hey, I met that sorry ass cornerback that was talking shit to the crowd, bro. I forgot that nigga name, bro. We had put up that nigga name on the roster and everything, talking shit to his ass.
Damn.
That shit was hilarious.
Don't come past them state lines though, cause
you fuck with Skeegee?
Yeah, on God.
Yeah,
I fuck with that shit. It's a
I had fucked with a lot of.
He talking way too crazy on camera.
We on camera. He talking way too crazy.
I can't even say that. I'm like, oh.
Hey, yeah, Skeegee, like. Y'all go to Fort Valley?
Yeah, turn the audio off. And
the same thing, like small goddamn town.
Well, you keep out of
the way. We got Auburn 30 minutes away, though. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, that's Walmart is 30 minutes away. So, you
know,
that's not it for us.
Walmart
30
minutes
away.
Where you go?
Fort Valley State.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You
had it.
Yeah,
you had it. What made you choose HBCU, though? Like, besides, like, a white school.
A lot of shit. Because I wanted to be an architect major. Well, I am an architect major. I wanted to be an architect growing up.
Tell them folk, nigga.
But growing up, my grandma and my auntie went to FAMU. Mm. I was supposed to go to FAMU. I signed up, went to FAMU. I got accepted. But Tuskegee had accepted me earlier than FAMU. And when I got to Tuskegee, I was in my dorm. I had, you know what I'm saying, moved out, move-in day, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That when we first finished my move-in process, I got an email from FAMU saying I got accepted. That shit was crazy.
Damn.
But the reason I chose HBCU, it was either between Tuskegee or Auburn. And one of the teachers that work at Tuskegee now, I did this camp in Auburn, and this architecture camp in Auburn, and she was there. She was telling me about Tuskegee, and she's like, you should come, man. It's all black, blah, 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 you know. You got black women, you know what I'm saying?
She got me
with the, it's 23 women to 3 niggas.
Nigga, what?
I'm there, man.
facts. Nigga, what? Nigga, you ain't fucking lying.
That's how they got me at NCCU, bro. It was like a 20-to-1 ratio.
Bruh.
I'm there, nigga.
And I'm coming from an all-boys school. You said it's 20 hoes to every one of me?
Bro,
I said, fuck that. We going. Pack up the truck, dad. We going.
Bro, you finished the FLA?
Yeah, I finished the FLA.
You a goat, boy.
No, the fuck I ain't. I hated that shit.
Bro, what was senior year like? What was that like?
All right, so senior year, it was really ass, bro. Football team fucking sucked. Couldn't play no football. Baseball team fucking sucked. Couldn't play no baseball. I found a way to get myself a tryout at NCC. Like, I was supposed to be a preferred walk-on. Made the team. Got cut 3 weeks later. Because he said I wasn't physically strong enough. Because all the other kids, they had access to big-ass weight rooms. We had that fucking...
They was in 5 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, so y'all all went to the same school.
All-boys
school.
Yeah.
I left my senior
year. He finished at least kind of weird.
I'm going to be honest, though. Unpopular opinion. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't.
Why you say that?
We met each other.
I met niggas, bro, that I still know to this day, bro. I've done shit that I wouldn't have been able to do at a school, or I wouldn't say a co-ed school, but a public school. Like, nigga, we was on some other shit. Like, that's we was leaving us, school, bro. Shooting videos during school. Yeah, and we were the oldest on campus, so we was in ninth grade. Oldest niggas on campus. We ain't deal with nobody older than us.
Damn,
we
was big dogs on campus. So y'all really was the big dog.
We was them niggas, bro. Ain't nobody wanna fuck with us. Like, all the, like, niggas was blood, crip, you could be whatever. You wasn't gonna fuck with us, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause we would beat your ass. You feel me? All that shit, it wasn't valid at that school.
Yeah.
You was outnumbered with normal niggas. Like, we on the same time, we would beat your ass, nigga. For sure. So it was just like, it wasn't dictated by no hood niggas or nothing. It was dictated by niggas who wanted to hoop, bro. We hoop, nigga. We used to, every Friday, nigga, we would get out of school early at 12
and hoop the rest of the day.
Who we was hooping with?
Who's that hooping with?
Wendell Carter Jr.
Tyrese Berryman, John Madden, man. That I still fuck with to this day. You know what I'm saying? This nigga right here, what? See, he a rapper now. But before, like, this was like my manager, my everything. Like, he posted my, all that, curated my track list and all that type
of
shit.
I do everything.
Yeah. That was like my, that was the bash. That was, well, I bet I was smashing. So he was Capone. I was smashing.
Nah, that's crazy. Y'all got that on video?
Yeah.
I want y'all to get that on video, because if this nigga blow, I'm keeping this.
I'm keeping this shit too. What are you saying?
Nah, that's just real. I always just...
That nigga is about to blow.
No cap.
But I tell, when, I tell this nigga, blow,
I'm going to sell it as an NFT.
Sell it as an NFT.
Set that shit up, man.
How important is, like, speaking shit to existence? You think that shit actually works?
I just talk.
Hell yeah. I just spoke girls into existence. Like,
you spoke girls into existence.
Real shit.
Like, no cap, you gotta give me an example with that one.
I didn't see a girl I had no conversation with ever. Just be like, damn, I'm trying to talk to her. I'm trying to fuck on some shit.
You loaded.
No, I'm saying shit.
Nigga, that's your girl. You just walk up to her and be like, I'm trying to fuck.
Nah. Like, if I see her, like,
see why? I don't chase hoes for real. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm the type of nigga, like, I say something and, like, I see what your energy on, bro. If you're not on that, then, like, I'm off it.
It's looking different.
But, like, I see a girl on Instagram I like, be like, all right, cool, she cute and shit like that. I'll be like, I want to talk to her and shit like that.
Like, you're not American.
And then some days go by, some weeks ago, months go by, and then I end up fucking or talking to the bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It just happened like that. I don't know. It just, you gotta believe.
What going
to speaking shit into existence, you gotta say it. And you
we still had hoes.
This nigga said he speaks hoes into existence.
No
cap. Man, we ain't even gonna get on that right now.
So look, believe what you're saying. Just say what you got to say. Say it with your chest and believe what you're saying, and then work for it. You know what I'm saying? Everything,
man.
You
can pray.
Pray.
Yes,
how often y'all pray?
Straight up, man.
I don't pray a lot.
I mean,
you don't pray?
Yeah,
it's not more of not like praying, like a whole sit down prayer. It's more of like talking to them.
Yeah,
talking to
me. Who? I'm gonna tell you, I found power in When I pray, bro, I don't pray in my head, nigga. When I pray to God, bro, I speak out loud.
Yeah.
And another thing about me, I'm not like a, I don't pray for materialistic shit. Like, I don't pray for shit that I should be able to do for myself. I pray for, like, mountains to move. You know what
like,
I'm saying?
Like, wisdom shit type
of thing. Yeah, like, nigga, I prayed for peace not too long ago. Mm. And I didn't even know how I was gonna get it. Cause I was dealing with some shit, bro. Like, left and right. Mm-hmm. Like, in all aspects. In every aspect you could think of.
Yeah.
And I just got peace. And people that was stressing me out, lying they motherfucking ass up. You know, on some shit, I didn't even have to move a finger.
Right.
And it's just, that, man, nigga. It's pride. The power that real P. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't know that the real P. I believe it's something that's. It's something that's...
Oh, no, I ain't no Christian.
It's something that the stars align. Oh, no, we some shit be happening where it's just like, that shit was too coincidental. Like, nigga, I didn't survive from shit where...
I'm not no Christian. I don't,
you said, what was a Christian?
I'm not a Christian, but everything I believe is Christian. I'm an Israelite. Yeah, we can get on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm on that type time. Like,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's bloodline with me, bro. This ain't no religion. Uh-huh. This ain't no belief, nigga. This nigga, I'm a son of David. You know what I'm saying? That's I'm a descendant of David himself. Mm-hmm. We all are.
See, but what brought you into that though? Into that,
I lost my faith.
What made you lose it?
I lost knowledge, research.
Mm.
Yeah, research fucked my belief up in Christianity. Real talk. That when I did research, yeah, that's what fucked me up. When growing I learned up, about when
fuck
I learned,
my research, fuck
it's
my
so crazy. I learned about up. My. I started losing it at FLA, bro. I took a class, Mr. Mullen, bro.
Yeah.
When we learned about the Inquisition, I can't remember the word, bro. But when basically they were killing people.
Oh, you talking about the conquistadors or some shit?
Yeah. All that, the crusade, whatever. Yeah, they were killing niggas. People.
Yeah. Just to fucking be Christian.
Yeah, like, I'm not with. That's not right.
Niggas do that shit today. Mm-hmm. They'll condemn you because you don't
that's
go to
church.
That's
crazy how much power teachers have, though.
Yeah.
That knowledge changed your life forever.
Yeah, it made me seek.
Yeah,
it made me like, okay, so maybe Christianity ain't all what I thought it was. So I got into it. I realized it's just a belief. It's just a theory. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
No cap. Everything is a theory.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a theory.
Hearing that now, that's like a very strong statement from you. Because I just remember like when I was in high school, bro, like you were strong on Christianity, your belief system.
My dad's a pastor.
Yeah.
And damn, your dad's a pastor,
yeah, for sure.
Does he teach? Does he, like...
Man, Bible study every Wednesday.
What? So did he preach like Black Israelites?
Nah, see, that's why I don't go to church. Like, I don't go to his church. You know what I'm saying? I go where he speak. Because I love my dad and I support my dad, but I don't go because that's not the message that they bringing in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's no wrong message. It's more financially motivated. It's just they always talk about how to pray to God and you know do these things to reap. Monetary gain, bro. Yeah. That's all it is. They say other words and make it seem right, but they talk about bills and stress and just shit that I'm not dealing with. Mm-hmm. I was dealing with like, who am I?
Yeah,
no cap.
They weren't telling me who I was. They were talking about the Israelites like they were some other people, bro.
Mm.
Like I'm not an Israelite. They talking about them God's people. Like we not God's people.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That shit can't. That Bible, bro. It's a weapon. That's why they call it a sword. It's a weapon. And they use that against our people, bro.
Yeah. For sure. There's definitely power in words. So
because it's the King James Version. We can get into that too.
No cap.
You see what I'm saying?
No cap.
Yeah, they just you gotta peek. They gonna tell like bro, the devil gonna tell you where he at. He gonna put his name on everything, bro. Mm-hmm. My dad always told me he gonna give you 99% of the truth and 1% of that cap. But that's what makes the whole thing cap.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No cap.
What do you believe in, Blake?
Derek. Derek.
Oh, damn, my bad.
I'm about to tell you.
Derek,
tell
you. My bad.
I believe it's something that keeps shit ticking because shit too perfect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I believe...
Respectfully.
You know what I'm saying?
You said shit too perfect.
Shit way too perfect. And I believe in the universe. I believe how big that shit is. I believe in aliens. I believe motherfuckers. It's other life forces. Maybe that is intelligent
too.
In other places.
But we got to get into that.
No cap. Mm-hmm.
You no call cap. Them aliens.
They're not aliens.
They're really
aliens
angels and demons. We can get into that.
Nah, I don't think it's levels to the
whole. I don't want to just do it, but it's levels to it.
I don't know, bro. I don't know if there's demons.
You got demons, you got evil spirits, you got fallen angels. It's levels to it. It's levels to it. They're not the same. Mm. But they all evil. I'm telling you now.
Yeah. So you think all aliens is bad?
No, because they're angels. They just, that was an angel.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
Bro, who's to say heaven and angels aren't? We think of them like they're going to be on some medieval time shit.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
They could be the most technically advanced. They the ones who showing us, like, they probably flying in stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? No, you got to think about that. You just think, oh, they flying around with wings and shit on their back. Man, it might not even be all that. They could probably be in saucers and spaceships too. Because all angels can't fly. Angels? It's levels to it.
I wouldn't call them angels.
You got archangels. Then you got the Cupid type angels. You know what I'm saying?
Art angels. You got, crazy. We you got that.
No, it's Lil levels Durk, to it, bro. Yeah.
Lil Durk is an art angel.
An art angel. I stamped
it. What you mean?
He like Machiavelli.
I'm trying to say about LeBron, bro. Like, ain't no way this nigga.
Yeah, LeBron's an art angel. To show you that's what an art angel is. Gabriel was an art angel. You know what I'm saying?
Out of this fucking world, bro. Niggas gonna be telling stories about Michael Jackson for the rest of our lives.
So do y'all be talking about, like, y'all personal beliefs and y'all music too?
I'm going depth, but I always say something about God, and God did this and did that. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, what essentially do y'all be talking about? What do y'all be talking about?
Sex and money.
Drugs, sex, money. What are you talking about, bro?
I talk about
straight up.
I talk about money, like types of cars and shit like that. Though. How I get money. How bitches be doing me. How I be doing, bitches. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it seems like y'all are deeper than that, though.
Yeah.
Why don't y'all be talking about it?
I can't. I have to talk about it. I would have to do this.
Yeah,
about
no cap, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Then I can break it down to you, though. But lyrically, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to I wouldn't be able to do that.
Because I don't think nobody really care. Just,
like, I don't be in the studio enough to do it.
In a song.
But see, this is the thing, though. Like, do y'all do music for other people to listen, or do y'all do music for your, like, your own personal, like?
I personally do music for me. Like, the shit that's out, I do, like, the shit that I have out is not, like, I don't really rap like that all the time. Like, I don't always rap like Earl or like G Herbo, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I be having shit with me and my nigga CJ. He from LA, so like he be sending me LA beats, and I be having a song like Frosty or Draco or
something. Okay.
RP,
who the fuck
is Frosty? RP Draco.
Did you ever watch Snowman?
Who?
You probably don't even know who that is.
Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman. And Almighty Suspect, they from LA.
Suspect?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
That's who I be fucking with.
Only Atlanta. I know about the Blue Bucks can.
Yeah, them
shit
too.
Like that.
I fuck with them too.
You know what I'm saying? I done ran across LA streets a few times.
Shout out to them folks.
But they really listen to Detroit niggas out there, though. They don't they don't even bang name on people like that.
I don't fuck with Detroit niggas like that, though. Like that scam rap shit, that punch in every bar shit. I don't fuck with that shit. Like Babytron.
Babytron kind of hard.
I didn't either.
Babytron is kind of hard, but y'all tripping.
You been to LA?
I have been to LA, yeah.
Go back. When you go back, you don't even be gas. You don't It's like, bro, because when I had started liking the niggas, bro, when I went over there, I was just riding around with, you know, and the people I was riding with were playing them niggas, like, consistently, like, shoving that shit in my head. I'm high as fuck, off the Cali gadgets. And it was like, this shit.
Music started hitting me.
That's how
it got
me. I see the appeal to it, though. Because I'm like, hey, it's a bar every bar, but it don't ever correlate to me. That's why I ain't fucking with no correlation.
He just dropped the tape.
The niggas be trying to sound so smooth.
He a real player, though. He a real P.
Nah, though, but I ain't gonna cap. The first time I ever even tried to smoke weed was this nigga right here. We skipped school. What song was that for that, bro? It was that shit that we got in trouble for that shit because we had on FLA, a damn FLA uniform.
Oh,
what was the name of that bit?
Running Man?
No, it wasn't Running Man. It was that other song that was raunchy as hell.
I was looking on the SoundCloud. I couldn't find that bitch. What you mean, like the song?
Yeah, what was that?
We had to play it for you, bro. That shit so old. I pulled it up on my phone.
It's on SoundCloud. Yeah. Didn't we put it on Banger? Probably. It's on SoundCloud.
Wait, who made it?
It's just Blake, Levi, and Goddamn.
Also, it's y'all's old shit.
Yeah, it's our old shit.
Oh, yeah, let me hear that shit.
But God, I don't know that bit. I would like.
Say, you could connect to the
shit,
speaker.
I was on, like. Oh, I never really
you
rap
get that one and that one. I got speakers in that bitch for sure.
Yeah.
Me and Banco would rap together and him and Levi would rap together. But we all like it was probably like one or two songs where all of us was on that bitch.
Oh, yeah, we were like a collective. Yeah. So we had our own lanes.
They
so
had
we
didn't really like shit like that.
Yeah, we was the niggas. We was the niggas before all these niggas before rapping was cool. Before it was a trend, we was doing that shit.
Yeah.
We was embarrassing ourselves. Like, we was the ones
stepping out on
also
whatever.
Also, our future shit, no cap.
Nigga, we opened
up. Also, you said also our future
shit. Let me tell you shit, bro.
No cap.
We opened up for Uno activists, bro.
Oh my God.
At the Masquerade. This on Soul.
Opened up for Uno activists.
We was on the lineup with Cody Shay. She performed that night. Yes, this is on Soul, bro.
This is on Soul. We in high school.
I still got the ticket. I got it on 10th grade.
That was 11.
Yeah.
That wasn't junior
year. The white boy.
That was sophomore year, brother.
Damn.
Yeah, young niggas opened up for them folk. Mm. And they were fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? But we were sorry as hell.
Oh, God. I still got a video from that performance, bro. I was like, oh, that bitch yelling. Just screaming, bro.
Just yelling?
Oh, God, I ain't have to yell.
But get what them folk were fucking with it, though.
Yeah.
We got to talk about performances.
Hold on, I'm trying to find this damn song.
You the one that's been doing performances, high performances, but I ain't never did one.
Let me tell the story.
You never performed?
I'll tell you this. When you perform, let me come. Because what's going to happen is I'm gonna just be so turnt for you where you'll be comfortable. No, that's how it has to happen, bro. If your niggas with you pipe, you're not going to give a fuck about nothing. It's just...
But so...
Oh wow!
So
this the video too?
Nah, I can't find the video.
Okay,
my video taken down. We had to take it down.
Yeah,
I recorded shit in my closet.
My laptop or in my.
But you heard my music, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that you know that ain't who I am no more.
But goddamn, we was skipping school. We went to Carl Street, telling shit to shoot the video, bro. Everyone like, bro, smoke, bro. So everybody else smoke. I couldn't even get high. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was just trying to fit in, bro. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Nah, bro.
Where are you at?
I went on this song.
Me and him got some songs together.
Yeah, we got
some shit.
Yeah.
We was pulling up numbers, bro.
Yeah, you young niggas.
I did all the art.
Before it was cool. It was this is all before.
You said you did all the art.
Oh God.
All the cover art, bro. We just hit up. It was like a business, bro. We was like, all right. If a nigga needed an extra bar, he would hit up me and Banco. If a nigga goddamn needed his shit mixed, you hit up Levi. Nigga needed some cover art, you need a music video, you hit him. Goddamn Martell, you needed a fire ass feature, you know somebody can sit. Like, we had like.
If you needed a verse, you
it was like a business, bro. Yeah.
Y'all nigga let me get away with this shit.
Yeah, sorry.
So what makes your music, like, what can you say, like, evolved?
I'm be honest, bro.
Life.
I was never good till now.
What?
That's so proud.
That nigga lying.
I had talent. He's so proud.
That nigga
lying. No, he's lying. Talent is talent.
So why you say that?
But talent without like direction, like talent without knowing how to make music is nothing. I used to get on the track and just try to rap the whole song and you cannot do that. You have to. Make sure you executing every note. Right. And if you got to punch in, you got to do that. But I didn't know that at first. So, like, my songs weren't... I wasn't making songs.
Yeah.
I was just rapping, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I was just rapping. That's not... Everybody can rap, bro. Rapping, right. Being able to rap is not fine no more, if you can't notice. That's not something that niggas gonna respect you for. You got to
damn sure not gonna respect it.
No, because everybody fine. I tell you, everybody can write some shit and be like, damn, that rhyme, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So then what makes the difference, like, between a good artist and a great artist?
I say it's three things, bro. One is delivery.
Okay.
It's all about delivery. That's number one. However you articulate and how you say whatever you say. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fiest niggas say shit, they slur, they do how they do, and it's their little way of saying, he just like, yeah.
Like Gunna.
Yeah, he okay. has a delivery that is him. Mm-hmm. You know, his flow. Delivery, I say just flow. We'll say fuck, we ain't gonna say just flow.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's one.
And then I say two is
authenticity.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go and throw that in.
The niggas that's at the top, they
are themselves.
Are themselves, and everybody branches off them.
Off of them. Yeah.
No cap. Nobody out here running here like baby on God.
Yeah. And niggas who, I feel like the niggas who get lost are the niggas who try to chase that image. Like right. Lil Xan. Mm-hmm. He was trying to be somebody who he wasn't. Oh, that nigga wasn't no damn drugged out nigga. He was just a little weird nigga from California. He should have been that.
He should have been weird drugs, man.
He wouldn't have blown up if he didn't become that drug nigga.
No.
But niggas fell in love with that image though. He probably wouldn't have. No. But that's why I failed.
But he wouldn't have got to where he was if he ain't get to doing all that. That's I'm not saying you get lost in this.
But that's like Slim Jesus, like, though.
He is 100%.
That's like Slim Jesus. Slim Jesus wouldn't have blown up if he wouldn't have been a fake gangster, but where the fuck he at now?
But see,
if
when you change your image to try and please to other people, isn't that kind of like selling your soul?
No cap.
That's why they say that.
No cap.
That's why I said that. That's why they call it 360 deal. 3-6. Putting you down.
Oh my God.
You gotta pay attention, bro. You heard it hitting in plain sight.
Saying that shit. The six,
that's why. And that's why God put me in His life. I'm in His life because he's one of them.
He's one of them. What you mean, one of them?
He's contrary.
I'm contrary.
And he's gonna challenge everything.
Okay.
That's why I fuck with him though.
Okay. But you need people like that in the world though. Yeah. You know? That's how you get people to question, you know, and think outside the
box. That's what made me go seek knowledge. So being able to question shit like, man, I ain't fucking with that. That shit. Why is that? Mm-hmm. Like, why do white people hate black people?
Black people don't hate black people.
Yes, they do, No. I ain't talking about my wife. I got wife, but I ain't talking about them. Why would they hate me?
We're not talking about Luke, bro.
They purchased
I'm talking about like the powers that be.
Oh, you talking about the higher white
people. They all white. The powers that be, the black niggas in with money ain't trying to fuck you up. They black.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few black people with money that's like, I'm trying to like destroy black people. I'm trying to like hinder black. That's not what they on. But them Jeff Bezoses, I'm telling you now. Telling you now, bro. I ain't gonna waste no time.
So we got an unvaccinated nigga. You unvaccinated?
You know me, boy.
So we got an unvaccinated nigga.
Listen, my whole house vaccinated, nigga.
Yo, not except me. You.
Am I June not
what about you, Derek?
You know she
I'm vaccinated.
You vaccinated? Yeah. What about you?
I got the booster though.
Of course, he's a vaccinated.
I
caught COVID. I'm not exempt.
Yeah, I did. I caught that shit. That shit was crazy.
That shit too. Yeah,
you got vaccinated.
Listen, I have no. Be vaccinated. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But now you see why I didn't get vaccinated. I know y'all seen why now. So just it is what it is. Now I ain't got to say nothing. You know why I ain't get vaccinated. Because they capping that. That's why I don't wear a damn mask. I don't wear no mask. Because I caught COVID.
You know what I mean?
You gotta wear a mask somehow.
That's all backwards.
All that failed me.
Bro, you tripping.
I don't understand what
I'm telling you, bro. You mean to tell me when people cough in public, nigga? I be like, damn, where the fuck is my mask at? Like, if a nigga coughs in public, I have to hold my breath.
If one of y'all would have coughed right now,
that's what I'm saying, bro. I can't even fuck around with this shit, bro. I need a mask, bro.
I'm gonna be honest, bro, and that's why I'm gonna have to bring it back to the spiritual shit, bro. Cause it all come back to that.
You though.
And I hate to do this, but I have to, cause this is what it is, bro. God not finna let no virus kill you if you ain't supposed to die. Only God can claim your life.
I tell Trey all the time, nigga. If it's your time to die, it's your time to die, bro. Nigga. Like, there's nothing that's gonna save
you. My dad caught COVID. He's
older.
You said what?
High blood pressure, all that. Survive.
My mom too.
You said AIDS?
He said
AIDS and HIV got something to say about that, though.
Guess what?
He ain't lying.
If you catch HIV, that's your fault.
No, nigga. No.
Low key.
No.
Why are you fucking somebody raw that you don't know.
But a nigga, even if you know him, you can still catch it. Your wife, if you get married, if you get married, you can still catch it.
I don't want to sound ignorant. I take that back. It's scenarios in every way of life.
Right.
So you can definitely be like, yo, she might cheat on you with a nigga with some dude, and then goddamn,
but
we all.
But that's Magic Johnson's fault, though.
But that's some. That's just like it was your time. Like
my
home. That's why I
said. That nigga said that was your time.
If shit lined up like that for you, bro.
You been doing some shit,
bro. If shit lined up like that for you, bro. Like it's like, and you've been a good person, bro, and all that. It means that it was just your time to go. Like
that's a sad way to go too. Yeah,
but guess what?
Bro.
You're not gonna go. There's plenty of people living with that shit.
Oh God,
I got pills. You don't be seeing the commercials.
Niggas still got pills.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
I probably would have taken pills.
That's what they gotta have.
I ain't gonna lie.
They cured cancer for me. So I
be smoking.
No, yeah, you gotta see. That's why you gotta fight it. I'm always in a never-ending fight.
You don't think you're addicted?
Well, I'm addicted.
I'm addicted to tobacco.
Oh, yeah, you done met the right nigga.
Oh, you addicted to weed?
I'm not addicted to tobacco.
Oh, shit. Because
you think you could be addicted.
That was one thing.
I've done that. So I'm.
If I went somewhere with a week without weed, like I would be straight as fuck.
I had probation, nigga. I had no choice. So it was just what it was.
If I was on papers, I'd be straight as fuck. Like,
no, it ain't that.
And that one thing.
My freedom on the line. It's okay.
But you don't mind that. Because I remember, like, when I was younger, bro, we, like, it was me and goddamn other niggas, bro. Like, we don't want to get addicted to that shit. You like, that ain't gonna happen, bro. You can't get addicted to weed. You get addicted to other stuff.
No, you can't get addicted to weed unwillingly.
You can get addicted to. You can get addicted.
I chose this shit. I don't care. I'm smoking to the day I die, bro. I'm not on no ODP. I'm gonna stop. I'm cool with what I'm doing.
You know what I'm saying? It's like no purpose.
Life
for me
is
to
good
stop,
for me. I don't care about.
I mean, I feel like.
It's nothing to argue about.
Yeah, at this point in time, there's no reason to stop. It's becoming legalized.
No.
And you're not able to hide the fact that it's better for you than other
ways to... I don't even smoke it because it's good for me.
But let's keep it a buck, though, bro.
I smoke it because I like it.
It's definitely...
That's why I know I'm addicted.
It's definitely a gateway drug, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you try... You're not... Niggas... But what I'm saying is, have you tried other... I'm not going to get into it, but have you tried any other drugs aside from weed?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's
you haven't either.
I have too.
I'm not popping a Zanny first before I fucking take before I smoke.
Oh, I definitely got my Zanny.
I wouldn't do that.
I used to come to school with the shits, bro.
Yeah.
I used to come to school with lean, nigga, perks, whatever.
Don't tell me you're still doing that shit. At least you grew.
That's the only reason I don't do it though. It's because of that rush. I've been pill sober for like
3-4 years.
I've been good.
Okay, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up, bro.
He's gonna need tape pills. That shit over.
Yeah. I'd have probably played with some lean a little bit just because it's. Yeah, because it's just lean, but not enough to where I could ever do anything. I don't even buy lean, so it's, think about that. Though I don't buy it. And I ain't been on lean in a year or two type shit. So that's even far out, because I just kind of right now.
So y'all letting y'all kids smoke?
Yeah. I'm going to do what Coach Stroud did to him.
What did he do?
He probably would have beat his ass. He found out he was smoking at the wrong time.
Yeah, my dad was. He was smoking. I never put two and two together. He let Derek find the weed. Yeah, I never put
and
two and two together.
Like, welcome.
But he never really gave a fuck. Like, he knew that he smoking shit like that, mm-hmm. and he knew. But I was trying to hoop. Like, I was trying to go to the league type shit.
Right,
nigga.
So
your nigga dad still is cold. The goat.
No, let me.
Why you say that?
I used to come to school and get high. Every, like, not, I didn't say every day.
Shout out Slave Master.
But almost every, like, when I could, I would.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be during the day. I'd catch a time to do it. I'd go smoke. I'd go walk off. Because it was the way the school was set up, it was just in the middle of East Point. Like, it was in the city. You could just walk off, hit a block, boom, boom, go crazy, come back. He would let me out through his door, because his classroom was the back door. He would let me out through the door. I would come back. He'd give me eye drops and hand sanitizer.
What?
Facts, nigga. This on my soul. The realest nigga.
OG man, how can I fold?
Bro, that's why I would never let nobody touch Derek, bro. No, Derek good with me.
Damn.
Cause this day I'm there, that nigga.
Damn.
And his dad put me on to some music shit too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His dad showed me the way, and he told he challenged me like, nigga.
He told him early.
Like, nigga, yeah, he let me know like
early.
Like,
you gotta rap about something.
Yeah, you gotta do better. Like, mm-hmm. he the one who kept it real with me. Yeah. Well, and Derek keep real with me too. Mm-hmm. And this nigga.
But we was kids and I was listening to Cheap Keef, so I was turning up.
Yeah.
I was probably the only nigga that ain't listening to everybody else was listening to Cheap Keef, Young Thug. I was not listening to that shit.
Hey, bro, oh, yeah, Young Thug. Well, I remember I flooded the school with Young Thug.
Oh, God.
No cap.
Young Thug owed me money.
No cap.
What you mean?
No cap.
Oh, you literally flooded the school?
No, cap. Because them boys, nobody liked Thug. He was a hated individual at this time.
Because he wasn't that fire yet, bro. But I came from nothing. All them shits was not that fire.
I pushed this shit in these niggas' head, bro. I didn't let them stray. Bro, I was like, no, you gonna know. This was before everybody knew he was gonna be who he is today. This was before that. I need my money.
So was this before lifestyle and everything?
Yeah, okay.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you.
We had a lifestyle as a exclusive.
Bro, I'm talking about $100 autograph. That's a whole nother. That's listen. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about I came from nothing. One concrete jungle rock crew. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've been a fan.
I see a Hindu.
Only because my partner, I had a partner who had put me on to him, and then like I didn't like him at first either. I didn't want to listen. I said, why would I listen to my name, Young Thug?
It was on some Boondock shit. Like, oh God.
I was like, nah. But the first song I ever heard by Young Thug was Keep In Touch With Me. That's on I Came From Nothing 2.
Mm.
I was probably like in seventh grade, bro. Bro, changed my life.
Changed your life.
Because song was It's Over.
I was like, he's different. He not trying to rap. He not trying to be like the other nigga.
Liking him?
Yeah. He was being him. I'm like, damn, he really doing that singing like shit, but he a gangster. Like, He not a singing ass nigga, but he singing and he a gangster.
Mm.
He hard, like he breaking he barriers, money. Like he doing.
You still think he breaking barriers?
Hell yeah,
I think he is the barrier to break.
I think he plateaued. I think he plateaued, bro.
No, I say this. He plateaued because he done.
Yes,
he 30.
Yeah,
he up 10 plus. He did his job. He got his family. Everybody eating. He just gonna run the business now. He just gotta respect it. He just gonna run the business now. The passion ain't in the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no more. The passion is in taking care of everybody and getting the money. So he just doing what gets the money. So when you hear his album, he just doing what's getting the money.
He might be on.
You
some
can't take it personal, and I
future.
Took it personal. I ain't gonna lie. I was all mad. Like, man, why he ain't get? Cause I be listening. I know the snippets. I know the shit that ain't never. We ain't gonna never get. Mm-hmm. That's really hard that he not gonna give us because he don't need to. It's that with him, bro. So he just doing what he know gonna work. So it getting on our nerves because we want development, but the nigga 30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you just gotta. He did his 10 years. He did his 10 years. So if he wanna do another 10, that's on him.
He did do his 10 years.
He did 10.
Say he wasn't gonna last 10.
With a rapper, when you a rapper, you gotta just. All you need is a 10. You do your 10 year run, you're done.
I think you got 2 more years to 10.
See, you keep on saying 30 though. Like, is that a good place to stop? Like, would you stop at 30? Would y'all stop rapping at 30?
Nah, I love music too much.
I like making music too.
Yeah, I'd probably be on some whole jazz. I'd be take off. On some whole other shit, bro. Cause I'd probably be somewhere making music. I'd do some Drake shit. Like, I would go make Afro. I'd do that. expand my shit because I like to do that shit anyway. I just do that and have fun with music when I'm up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But some niggas just be like, fuck it.
I just really love making music.
So you sold up. Yeah. See, now you good. Now you ain't got to worry about it no more.
I like making music. I like I said, I just started making music. I like making sound. Like, just like when sounds come together, that shit is crazy.
Like, what made you start rapping? Like, nigga, this nigga dropped his first song in December. Dropped another song 2 weeks later. And then 2 weeks after that, this nigga dropped the whole EP. Like, what?
Damn,
Yes, like, that shit was listening to in the car?
Low-key.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Low-key. I'm proud of him, bro.
Low-key, I've been rapping for, like, undercover, like, for just making songs and shit, like, for, like, the last 2 years.
Mm.
So, like, I was just practicing and trying to get better and shit like that. It was at first it was like a hobby because you know what I'm saying. I'm just, it was COVID and shit like that. Niggas just in my apartment and shit like that. I had my apartment to myself, so I was dolo just cranking songs, nigga. I had like I probably got a ban. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I probably got a ban from, like, in, like, 2 years. But, like, yeah, I've just been bored as hell, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And found a passion throughout it.
No cap. No cap.
You yeah. always, like, you always been surrounded by the art of creation, like, photography, videography, editing videos, like.
Yeah, so, but I always wanted to rap, like, even since, like, when y'all was, like, but I just always thought it was, like, a corny thing to do, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, God, no, like, I always wanted to rap, like, I got raps
when so you pretty much saying you rapping because it's cool now.
No. I'm rapping because I found out how to rap. Like, I found out, like.
Okay.
Like, I started rapping. Shout out Deshaun Ross and them, all them. Them my niggas, oh, God. I was 8 years old. Nigga, we made a song. I was 8. And ever since then, I've been writing raps, like, in my own and shit like that. But I never know how to put that shit on wax. Until, like, my nigga Yachty, a.k.a. Chinese Guap, he showed me Audacity. And then I just, you know what I'm saying? He showed me how to really just put your beat and your voice together, and I did everything else. You know what I'm saying? He helped. And then the rest is history. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like Blake said, bro, we was doing that shit. Like, niggas used to clown us for wanting to be rappers.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that shit wasn't cool. Yeah, this was before it was cool.
Yeah, like, damn. We was literally skipping class, got
cause it was like, closets. That's not a good career. You know, that's not a good
niggas hating. Teachers and adults too, cause how the fuck you know what the fuck we finna be?
It was probably only like 3 teachers that was like, y'all can go do that. It was Ms. Barnes, Mr. Rock, Dr. Rock. It was Dr. Rock.
But see, y'all he was still nothing? The biggest hater.
Nah. He said that they actually believed in the fact that we could do something with music. Like, okay. I think I'm off of rapping for life. Like, I don't think I'll probably never release another song. I'm probably still gonna do it in my free time. But cap, I think this bro. Is I think this is it. Like,
we gonna get who? Yeah, I think it's not.
This is the aspect of music I want to focus on. Like, showing people that it's more than goddamn Blake Bash, it's more than Dirksy. I fuck with this. Like, this is my aspect of music that I want to be in.
For sure.
But goddamn teachers, like, it was probably only 3 teachers. Mr. Mosley, goddamn Dr. Robinson, and Ms. Barnes are probably the only three niggas. I was like, y'all can really do some shit with, like, y'all got talent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
They have fuck with niggas.
Mostly.
Shout out to them. They still failed me though.
They still failed.
Yeah, that's real shit. They still failed, nigga.
Damn.
But goddamn, my question to you, Blake, what is Griffstar Entertainment?
Oh man. That's the label. That's the family. That's what it is. You know what I mean? That's who I am. Right now, you know what I'm saying? You know. It's just
like,
me. It's the family.
It's like a whole family label.
Yeah, definitely. My dad, he put the money behind it. He did that. My dad did this.
Oh, like your dad's part of the label and everything?
I would say he's who is the benefactor. Y'all know what a benefactor is?
Yeah.
He's the benefactor.
The benefactor. What is that?
The person who putting the money up.
Oh, I got you.
You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who is June?
Oh, that's my sister. That's
you know, I was gonna get to that.
But you know, I had to do her right. You can't just jump on sister. That. You gotta be like, you know, and then we got
the star.
The biggest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she's big.
Yeah, that's the biggest. Definitely. Yeah, that's the biggest right now. That's
why you say that?
She the biggest. The numbers don't lie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The numbers don't lie. She the biggest right now.
And it's probably like the best point in time of music for women, bro. Yeah, for a long time.
No cap.
Yeah, she just dropped her video last night. That bitch got 5K. No cap.
What?
Straight up.
Damn. Might have to get her on.
Yeah, the biggest. Yeah, June.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
the biggest. What's up. Hey, so like when you said like this is probably the best time to, like, for female rappers, do y'all be listening to female artists?
Fuck yeah.
Sometimes.
No,
I do.
So I can't lie, bro. I fuck with some female rappers.
I'm gonna tell you the
not even rappers, not even rappers, but artists in general, bro. Like,
I'll tell you the ones who I fuck with.
Who?
He can talk, bro. I'm gonna go through my phone.
I fuck with. So like y'all telling me y'all not listening to Summer Walker?
Hell no.
No.
Scissor?
No.
Oh, so y'all don't listen to what are you talking about?
If you feature on some shit.
I think you said female rappers.
Female artists. Like, but you like rappers. You like actual female rappers. So like Young M.A. and shit like
no,
that.
No, no,
hell no.
Listen, the only 2 female rappers I listen to is BK the Ruler and June.
BK the Ruler.
And BK the Ruler only got 1 song in my library. Kenny got plenty. I mean, June. My fault.
No, I got that. I think bro, the best rap album of 2021 was dropped by a woman, bro. Her name is Little Sims, and it's like, I think it's called Simbi. Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. I feel like right now is the best. People are accepting women into the game, but it's like,
you said that's the best album.
Best album of 2021.
He said from best, a female.
No, best album. In general. He said best album.
From an up and coming. Or
no, best album.
Send that to me.
Better than Call Me If You Get Lost. Better than that shit.
That's a bold statement.
Oh God, I gotta hear that.
I need to hear that.
But she's British though, so if you don't fuck with British people,
I mean, no, I'm open to it. I'm open to whatever.
Yeah, it's that. But that, like that shit, like being able
I'll
to
tell you who
out,
I think had the best album.
Who had the best album?
The best
Tory Lanez. If you like, if we go
which one? You talking about Playboy or
no,
are you talking
Alone
about
at the Prom?
Alone at the Prom.
Listen. That's my hot take.
That's a big hot take right there.
No, that's my because he gave me a that's a hot take. That's a hot take. So I'm gonna get mine.
Okay, you might as well.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because
I feel like, bro, I'm one of the people who wanted to grow up in the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying. Like he was
I'm
pushing
a little obsessed
for that.
With that time. Like it gives me euphoric feeling because like I used to love the high school movies and them scary movies in
like
the 80s,
like the Breakfast Club. You know that movie?
You like
the hell? No, I'm talking about like just the old Friday the 13th and shit like that. Just them 80s vibes, like all them old movies, just whatever. Like.
So you like the new Weekend album?
That shit.
I knew it.
Toronto niggas is they own one. They own one. They number two to us.
Nigga, you telling me this shit, nigga? I love Drake, nigga.
But no,
That nigga's undefeated.
You can't do nothing with him. You gotta let him do what he supposed to do.
Yeah, no cap, bro.
Oh my goodness, bro! I just checked Apple Music, bro. Certified Lover Boy still top 10. Come on, bro. He's
and that's not even a good album to me.
Why the fuck is not even a good album? Still top 10.
Because it's a great album.
It's a great album, bro. It's Drake. It's Drake. That's all you have to say. It's not.
It's not. It's not. Take Care.
It's not.
If that's
not
what you're looking for, you'll never get
it. It's the same. Though.
Drake is not on that vibe.
Yeah.
Take Care is where he blew me away.
That's when you started. Nah, you trying to get on.
I had all So
weeks.
Far Gone and Thank Me Later, whatever. But when Take Care dropped, I felt the transition. I felt him, the music sounded like he was 10 M's up at that point. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It felt so lavish and rich, nigga. Like, I made it. I'm the biggest.
I felt like that's how Views sounded.
Nah, Views was something different. Views was amazing,
too,
bro.
But nah, after Take Care,
he had been the biggest when he dropped Views.
He just stepped it. That's when he stepped that motherfucker.
Honestly, Views was just him showing you I can do whatever I want.
He already knew it. He just did whatever he want. Future songs on there.
And then he went more life. Like, nigga, I'm having fun.
Now listen,
nothing was the same.
That was the second
series. That's the only album that you can say that could compete with Take Care.
Oh, God.
If we
gonna nothing was the same as such a fucking great album.
That album is a beauty.
I really think that's his best one.
I respect that. I'm gonna name four songs off Take Care. That I feel like why that album
dropped,
can't do it.
So
you have Hell Yeah, Fucking Right.
Hell yeah. Fuck it right. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, you gotta understand what that song is. I know they don't give it what it means, but you got. I'm just naming because I'm not gonna name the
headlines and all.
He's not gonna do it because you know what it is.
Yeah, we gonna name.
We gonna go to ones that I feel like are like ooh.
Yep.
Hell Yeah, Fucking Right.
Okay.
Underground Kings.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Lord knows.
Lord knows.
No, because that's they get the tripping, bro.
They get to tripping, bro.
Like, ooh, Drake.
You want to talk about tripping?
And then I'll say The Real Hurt.
You want to talk about tripping?
The Real Hurt is something different.
I would put If You're Reading This up there, too, because he started tripping.
If You're Reading This was clean. That's
what he started
tripping. Great album. Drake never missed. So
no, he doesn't.
If anybody wanted to make a case for any album, I'm a level.
He never made
I'm gonna
music.
Let you make a case for any album, but I know in my heart what changed me.
I think his most slept on album is Dark Land Demo Tapes. Niggas don't give that shit the respect.
Because of the way he approached it, he approached it wrong, in my opinion. You feel me? He didn't make me feel like it was something I should need to go crazy about.
Yeah, for real.
But I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the fuck out of that shit.
Bro, Chicago, bro, listen. Listen. Like, we ain't gonna never disrespect this man.
No, that's
you can't, bro.
No, I ain't gonna never do that.
You
can't, bro. Ooh, I'm about to say it, and they gonna make me say it.
Say it.
God, they gonna make me say it.
Say it. Say it.
Bro, that's the best nigga doing it, bro.
He is.
For sure.
We don't have a debate.
Fuck Kanye. Fuck Jay-Z.
Fuck
Wayne. I'm going there. I'm
Either
going
way,
there.
Birth that shit. It's
I
like that.
Care. Dream. If you wanna talk, if you wanna know what I know, let's check the stats.
D-U-R-K-I-O. That's all I gotta say.
I don't
even know.
Oh, we
ain't even. He ain't been on top for that long.
I'll say thug for that nigga.
Watch your mouth, bro.
He ain't been on the top for that long, bro.
Watch your mouth.
No cap, though. Atlanta, Toronto, Memphis, Chicago, all them cities is like the top. And hip hop is like the top cities. Not like used to be New York,
so
LA.
Hold on. Drake not better than all them niggas?
No, I'm talking about.
No, can we? I need that confirmation now.
It's a debate with Jay-Z, bro. It's a debate with Jay-Z, though, bro.
How?
It's debatable with Jay-Z.
No, Jay-Z,
you have to understand when you say New York, like that nigga shot up.
New York has died.
No, but what I'm saying, like when you. Bro, you can't tell an old head that Drake is better than Jay-Z, bro.
That's the point. We can't tell about this.
Like, Jay-Z was their Drake, bro. That's what I'm saying. Right,
but like, this. If we get a room full of people between 18 and 45, like if they do a versus.
Yeah.
And you just pick random people. We're not even going to just pick fans. You just pick random people, bro. And you play Drake's hits. And you play Jay-Z's hits. And watch who know word for word.
Oh, the five.
Yeah.
Drake gonna kill Jay-Z, bro. Jay-Z only got three.
No, he don't.
Drake got 15 and 18. Drake has catalogs.
Hov does not have three.
Hov definitely doesn't have three, bro. He got a great catalog.
Brush your shoulders off. 99 problems.
Public service announcement. You ever heard that one?
No, I'm talking about what people gonna say word for word. Empire State of Mind. That's it. Drake got Hotline Bling.
Niggas singing whole song.
Drake got
niggas singing whole song word for word.
And you gotta think.
No, I ain't
YouTube
about
wasn't
niggas.
Around then.
See, that's why
YouTube
I say city.
Because
if we go to Canada, Drake gonna murder Jay. So you can't say New York. You have to just.
They go to LA.
YouTube wasn't
they
around.
Go to LA.
I'm sure that Jay Z back in the day.
They go to LA, niggas is singing every whole song. Niggas is there singing every whole song.
I'm not
LA
see,
is
you can't go
though.
To no city. You just do go. It. Like, you just make it a versus. Where it's not like, it's just whatever. It's just a random selection. You feel me? Just because if you know, I'm telling you, Drake is has way more hits than Jay-Z. So it makes him a better rapper. If you want
to
get bar for bar, I ain't really heard Drake get on no freestyle shit too viciously. Like, I heard Jay go crazy. So I ain't going to trip on that. But I'm talking about if we going to rate niggas off what the music is, bro. Jay-Z can't even get on Drake.
What is it, though, about Drake? So, because, like, I question this shit about...
He's musically inclined.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, he's not the best lyricist. The nigga don't got lyrics for real.
Nah.
Let's be honest. Compared to some of these other niggas...
No, I feel you.
He can't rap. The nigga really can't sing. Like, he can vibe, but he can't sing.
You want to know what it is, bro? He's exactly what he needs to be.
He what Wayne was.
He's just perfect.
He's not hella hard, so niggas can't really compare to the nigga for real.
He was different.
But and remember what we were talking about earlier, bro. The number one thing to being a good artist is or number two in our case was authenticity. This nigga has been a random lover boy from Toronto since he was 16 years old. Like that's what it is, bro.
And he hop on every wave.
Yeah, and he hop on every wave. Find new nigga.
Found Memphis.
Yeah, and
he found Memphis, bro.
And he put niggas on.
And he
shit.
Yeah, he put niggas on.
He blow niggas up. He blew Future. Now that we gonna speak on Future. I'm about to get
Future.
Future about to get his flowers right now. I'm about to because he just came up, so now I gotta give him his flowers.
You got to.
Now that.
Come on now.
If we put Drake to the side.
Preach.
That man right there can compete with Young Thug for that number two spot. You see what I'm saying?
In Atlanta.
Period.
He is the number one.
Why would you put Young Thug in number one, bro? Hey, I'm zooming in on your face.
See, I love this.
You just said Thug can't perform either, bro.
But that has nothing to do with what he doing at Booth.
Thug Thug's not number one, bro.
I love this.
This
nigga, you talking about like right now?
We finna.
This nigga Hendrix.
That speaker, bro.
This
I love this.
This nigga Hendrix.
And we got the G on the speaker.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Because you know what we
Future,
did.
Future definitely you know can take out Young Thug, bro.
We slayed Bama.
Future can take out Young Thug, bro.
Nope.
What?
Who bought not without a good fight.
That's just, nah, I'm not saying it's gonna be easy.
It's gotta be a good fight. I love when niggas test it. You know what I'm saying? Because I got answers.
All right, yo, we back live with it.
We back live. Great, because I got it right here. Great, because I got it right here.
That nigga did not skip a beat, man.
No, we don't miss
don't
a beat.
Don't play with
Shotty,
man.
Don't play with
Shotty. This is every day,
man. I'm so landed out, man. That's so crazy.
Nah, you're my brother.
This is that dude.
Because he would have real Atlanta nigga, bro. I was born in the 30349. You know what I'm saying? Literally. Like, I was born at, well, it's Emory now, in Crawford Long. Yeah, nigga.
I was born in Clayton County, whatever that hospital is.
That's a Clayco child. That's a Clayco child.
That's a Clayco child.
Where did Outkast grow up?
Right there, off by East Point.
Yeah.
Right East there.
We went to Tri-City. Where we at?
Right 5 minutes down the road.
I was in like
West Atlanta. Yeah, yeah. That boy's hard, bro. That boy's hard. Talk about some legends, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Andre 3000.
That's what Earth Gang trying to recapture, bro. I don't think they can get that.
Oh, yeah.
Hell nah.
I ain't on topic. We still on.
Y'all freestyling?
Man, come on, man. You can play that. A beat right the fuck now. Right the fuck now.
Y'all freestyling? That's a real question right
there. If somebody else freestyle, I ain't gonna be the only nigga freestyle.
Hey, shit. We need to be
I freestyle, but I can't freestyle.
But then we freestyle.
I want to hear it, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga started freestyling. That's how that shit started.
Yeah, oh, God.
You want to know how that shit started?
He used to hate on that nigga, right, bro?
Trey, you better freestyle too, bro.
Hey, shit.
Yeah.
You got Wi-Fi? What's the Wi-Fi? This off the new album. This is the intro off the new album. That bitch bad.
Who?
J. Cole's.
Oh, like, he just dropped?
Nah, the one he dropped last year. It's one of the songs I was thinking about, though.
Hey. 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 Check my penis. I got an agenda. Yeah, put that little bitch in the blender. Yeah, I'ma spin him. Spin it again. I'm winning again. Got me some money. So I'ma spin. I said that shit right again. Don't give no fuck about your friends. Yeah. I took off all the money coming back, but I ain't seen
niggas don't know me.
Hey, it be crazy.
Kind of like homie. These niggas is hoes. We can see it in your eyes. Damn, I fucked up. We gon' come back and I put them on surprise. Yeah, shoot him in his face. Yeah, never did the race. Yeah, every time I go home, yeah, I'm sleeping every day. Okay, yeah. Nigga, don't be scared. I'm pulling up. These niggas.
I can't breathe. Cut it like scissors. Yeah, I hit it dismissal. Shout out my niggas. I just fucked the sister. I don't even know what I'm saying. I said it again when I did it. Yeah, money on me, I ain't playing. You know I'm not the same with the yeah. Fashion on me, bitch, I'm famous. Shit on them like an Ames. Took off, I took me a truck to put up. Then we gon' head to your Uranus. Bitch, I been doing some fun. Nigga, you really can't blame us.
Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta step in.
That crazy.
Let
them rock. Niggas, they don't play with me. You get fucking shot. I don't give a fuck about your fucking clock. Everybody in my section, we gon' throw 100 rocks.
Yeah.
Hell no.
They be hard right here. I know J. Cole went dumb.
Yeah.
No cap. This be low-key stupid.
Yeah, that's
shout
like
out to
that.
My nigga Kobe. Shout out to
LaRock. Yeah, that's a good, bro.
You, that's.
Yeah.
Let me get on this. I'll write
something. That's how you got. Yeah, you might have to just get in your bag. That.
That beat is ridiculous.
Yeah,
bro.
That's crazy, bro. That I was shit. Like, whoa. Cause I ain't never heard it before, so I'm just listening to the transition.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, what
to
the beat,
too. Yeah. You want to freestyle to it?
Shit. All right. Let me go on the other one, cover headphones.
Ooh, go get who on that bit?
I ain't rapping in a minute, though.
No, okay. Oh,
like that's shit. Yeah, it's connected.
I ain't did this bitch.
Get on the bike, man.
Oh, my God, man. We love that bird.
Oh, this bitch is love.
Shout out to me, man.
Nigga, I ain't gotta be happy. All of that chat, I'm running game like it's Madden. I'm fucking her, who is that bitch? All in my backseat, talking about beating her back. Nigga want me to start rapping? I'm either back here talking cash money transaction. Damn, I fucked up. Still going crazy in this bitch. Put that bitch last night like, damn, she's lit. I'm on that bitch going crazy. Damn, ain't rap in a minute. I'm just trying to stack up the money, get podcast going, then rap for a minute. Hey, yeah, that's probably all I got for now.
We're gonna get a tape from Trey on God.
No, I don't think I ever. I dropped one tape.
You ain't gonna. I mean, you know, at this point, it's just like you can do it. Like,
yeah, I can.
Everybody can do it.
It's not even. It's not that no more. You can just have fun with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I don't think that shit just. I just think I outgrew it. Like,
yeah.
Not saying the love of music, cause look, that's why I'm here right now. I still love music.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. This shit is struggle. So I feel.
Yeah. Like, I just outgrew it. It's hard,
nigga.
So what's the hardest part about rapping, man? Real talk.
To stay rapping.
Explain.
Not like, bro. It's a waste of money if you don't believe. If you look at it like, if you don't believe in it, then you're gonna feel like you wasting money and time.
Mm-hmm. So you're pretty much talking about like the motivation to keep going.
Yeah.
Especially when shit don't
lose that,
turn out.
You're gonna find no need for it.
Damn. So how long have you been rapping? And how do you just like?
I've been rapping probably about 10 years.
So how do you keep on going?
Yeah, I'm 24. 10 years.
How do you keep on going even though you may not see you know. You know what you want right now.
Cause I love music. It ain't really, it's, I don't, like, as you can see, it ain't about the money. Nigga, I ain't mad at dying from this shit for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I mean, no. Yeah, not like.
Nothing too serious.
Nothing. You feel me? So, mm-hmm. I ain't cap, like, I ain't made nothing. But,
right.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. In my eyes, you know what I'm saying? Nothing sustainable. But shit, nigga, like, so I find other ways to get money, of course, nigga. I'm still a functioning human being out here in this world. Mm-hmm. I just stick to this music shit. I ain't giving up on this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. I got the guy, nigga, what? Nigga, I done, nigga, what? 10 years? I can't stop.
So, what would you tell that person that just started rapping? Not even just started rapping, that's having a hard time finding the motivation to keep rapping, even though they're not, you know, seeing.
Then why? Then you gotta figure out why you're doing it. Cause then that's the reason. Cause if you doing it for money, then you if I was doing it for money, I would have been stopped. Straight up. That's real shit.
That's some real shit for real, bro.
Yeah, if it was about the money, I would have been said, fuck it, let me go do something
corporate.
Yeah. Something that make more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, nigga. Like, nigga, I really like spent years unemployed, back to back, just rapping. Just being a rapper. Grown as hell. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I did that for real.
What?
I know what it's like. Like, any nigga who wanna quit, I tell you, figure out why you doing it.
That's what anything in life. Like, exactly. any challenging thing that you could put yourself through, like, find a way to get through that shit. College.
Figure out why you doing this shit. Cause I know why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know how to do nothing else.
But did you figure out, like, okay, did it take you a minute to figure out why you were doing it? Or you always knew?
I say, I never thought of it till it was time to think of it. And then I was like, all right, bet. I met the crossroads, like, right after high school.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody went to college.
Mm-hmm.
I was by myself. Like, you know what I mean? My all these niggas gone.
Right.
Him too.
Yeah.
Gone.
I came back.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone for a good year. Like, he was gone. Whole year after school, so.
So that was like your moment where you was like, "Hey, so like, what do I need to do?" Type shit.
Yeah, and I went to SAE.
Mm-hmm.
I got my diploma first, and it was the whole lineup. I had to get my diploma to go to SAE, so I did that.
Right.
And when I went to SAE to be an engineer, I figured out, damn, I want to be a rapper. Like, I really want to be an artist. So that's when I changed my name from Smashy to Blade Bass. I had met this nigga named Supreme. From Milwaukee, some rich ass nigga, bro. But he was like, shit, I'm trying to get this education. Like, he paid for his tuition to go. Like,
mm-hmm.
He was a trap nigga, bro. This shit was crazy, bro. My age. Blew my mind.
Like, I'm like, man, these niggas serious about these shit. You feel me? Like, I met a nigga named Lil George, bro. Like, you can look this nigga up, bro. Like, he went to this school, bro, with me in my class. This nigga is verified, got hits. Like, he, real deal. Like, Lil George, bro, no cap. In my class, these niggas trying to learn this music shit. Regardless of the money they had and all that, they wanted that knowledge. But I didn't get no knowledge from that. I guess I got wisdom because it showed me what I wanted. It gave me, I was like, yep, that's what I want to do. I want to make music.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I don't want to engineer that nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing none of that. I want to rap. So then,
did you take some of those engineering skills with you, though? Because, like, I mean, the quality of music, that, like, we usually only used to be able to get a quality sound if we sent that shit to Levi. But now it's like everything you drop is A1. Is that all that? Is that all that engineering you, or you still go to record with other people?
Man, I go to Koo. Say Koo, man.
Holy shit.
I still go to Koo.
Damn.
Yeah, like, that's the nigga, like, that's the only studio I record in. Period. I don't go nowhere else. Like, if, that's why my, like, if you, that's where it's at. On his shit.
I don't go nowhere else. Alright, so a question, like, I ain't even looked at the damn sheet I got in front of me, but a question I really have for your ass, bro, is all your albums, bro, you have Life of the Damage Deluxe, Love Me Deluxe, but none of the Deluxes have the same song. It's like, it's no bonus song. It's a part two. Why do you do that?
Because, I'll be honest, bro, I dead ass don't do it on purpose, bro.
Part two.
Every time I do it, bro, I try to do it. And, like, I try to put the same songs on this shit. They don't let me do it. DistroKid don't let me do it. I swear to God.
Oh.
And so I can't do it. But I'm like, I got to drop these songs.
Yeah.
So I just still. So my deluxe is just be a whole new tape. So that's how it's going to go for me. If it's a deluxe, it's a whole new tape. It's not going to be no old song. Say less. You know what I mean? We working for shit. Sure. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog right there. Yeah. Really, bro, you know what? That my manager, man. That my manager, man. That was dead here right there, boy. Real. That nigga keep me working, but yeah. I don't even know what I was saying.
Shit, I was just about to say that's the most important thing is to keep people around you that, you know, want the best for you type shit.
This nigga. I'm like that. I don't work with nobody outside of these niggas.
No,
I just thought about it like this.
This is how it is in the family, man. Bro, I've been knowing these niggas 12 years long, man.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
I met his ass at Sandtown 6th grade.
On your own time?
On my own time.
I didn't even know him then. I met him at Philly. I'm a great person. Shout out to that's the biggest.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. The importance, man, of keeping people there.
Damn, bro. I thank you for them questions, bro.
No problem, bro.
Cap. I thank you for that, bro. I always wanted to answer shit like this.
Trey definitely was like hyping y'all up, man. And bro, y'all definitely lived up to it, bro.
Bro, I fuck with it, bro.
I told him, man. I was like, bro, this shit might be probably one of the best ones in that day.
Yeah,
I
fuck with it, bro.
For sure.
We done grew up together.
Some goats, right?
Oh, God.
Goats.
This nigga that did every cover.
Every
tape you seen.
But shit, he did the cover, like, cause me and Blake got one song together. I still love that song to that's probably the best.
We got
shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say what? That's why we were so fire. Mm-hmm. Everybody had we all had work together. Like we weren't on no lame shit. Yeah. We worked together, we had shit together.
Like,
that shit was hard.
But that bit was called Dollar, bro. To this day, that's probably my favorite song out of the day, bro.
Yeah. Because you executed, bro.
Yeah.
You executed. That's like execution is, bro. You executed.
No.
Lyrically, and you did your thing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on that bit. You crazy as hell.
No cap.
That's what's up.
What's everybody 2022 talking about?
I might shit. The song of the day is going to be a whole bunch of old peasant music group shit. Like, I'm just going to throw shit.
Bro,
yeah.
But goddamn.
Thank y'all for y'all time today, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Bro, answer my question, bro. I said what everybody 2022 talking about.
I said, what's everybody 2022 talking about?
Just hard work, bro.
Yeah, hard work.
Every single day, bro. Doing something.
Shit been going. Like, with this podcast shit, like the opportunities we got so fast, it's crazy.
That shit fire, bro.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you, bro.
Yeah,
appreciate that, bro. Appreciate
like y'all
it,
boys is.
Let's go
it. Yeah, I'm just he. You can ask this nigga, bro. I've been wanting this.
Yeah.
So I thank you.
Yeah, no, this
like,
no cap.
Yeah, I've been wanting this so bad. I swear, bro. It was like, I'm like, what?
Yeah, but.